The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
We all know ambitious individuals who drive themselves. They want success at all costs. Then there are the failures who feel like giving up. They're convinced they can never be successful. All over the world, billions are seeking success. Some seek wealth. Some seek power or status. Some seek physical pleasure. But are they seeking godly success? What is godly success, and can you achieve it? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames reveals how to achieve godly success. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Most of us want to succeed in life, but what defines success? On today's program, we'll discuss what the Bible says about godly success, and we'll offer a proven strategy for achieving success, 7 biblically based principles that, if practiced, will allow you to have godly success in your life. What is success? For many, success is defined by money, wealth, and material possessions, but such success can be fleeting. In the spring of the year 2000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ indicators reached a peak. The technology stocks were climbing in price, and investors were enjoying their elevator ride to higher value. But by March 24, 2000 to November 17, 2000, the market plunged, and the total paper value of stocks lost an incredible $2.4 trillion. Yes, $2.4 million. Millions of workers feared for their futures, watching their retirement accounts plummet in value. In 2001, by contrast, many were grateful just to have a job. Nearly 2 million layoffs were announced in the United States in 2001. That's almost 3 times the number announced in 1999, and the largest in more than a decade. Where does true security come from? Does it come from the accumulation of wealth and big bank accounts? The Bible comments on mankind's desire for money and wealth. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Proverbs. King Solomon, a man whom God gave great wisdom, wrote most of the Proverbs. Solomon had everything a human being could wish for. He gave this warning in Proverbs 23 and verse 4. Do not overwork to be rich. Because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. King Solomon was striving to experience life to the full, but he retained his wisdom to examine the benefits of the effect. What was the result of his analysis? Ecclesiastes 2, verse 10. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. In other words, all his possessions and pleasures amounted to nothing, to futility, to grasping for the elusive. Why? Because his possessions produced nothing of lasting value. Instead of seeking wealth, some think they can find success through status, power, and position. Is that true success? The world teaches us to climb the corporate ladder at the expense of others. It doesn't matter how you get there, but get to the top. The vanity of high position in society, business, education, or government is appealing to many people. The mother of James and John, two of Jesus' disciples, came to him and asked him that they should have a high position in his kingdom. Matthew 20 and verse 21. She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask." He then told them that those positions were for those chosen and prepared by God the Father, in verse 23. Jesus then contrasted the vanity of rulers lording over others with a great key of true success, Matthew 20, verse 25. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Who would be the greatest? The one in a high government position, lording it over others? No, the greatest one is a true servant, one who truly cares for and helps others. And notice that it was the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, who took little children up in his arms, who stooped over to wash the feet of his disciples. You can read about that foot washing service in the 13th chapter of John. It was Jesus who sacrificed his life for us all, as it states in Romans 5 and verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus' example is one of service, sacrifice, and love. Notice verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Whatever position a person holds in this life, he or she will never experience true success unless it is one of godly service toward others. One of the measures of true success is the degree of godly service one is willing to give, emphasis on give. False success depends on the get principle, and that's the default characteristic of human nature. Can one find success through pursuit of knowledge? Now, God does want us to use our minds to learn godly values and true knowledge. But unless we practice genuine humility, material knowledge may lead to intellectual vanity, a feeling of superiority, and even arrogance. Knowledge puffs up, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 1. And frankly, the anti-God form of education and learning is simply vanity. Notice what Paul wrote here in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. How many times have we seen the so-called history, literature, or theology experts on network television use their expertise to downgrade, twist, or pervert the plain truth of the Scriptures? Truly, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Can one find success through the pursuit of physical pleasure? King Solomon, who had it all, said in Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 1, I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. But surely this also was vanity. Today's society seeks pleasures in sexual licentiousness, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and every imaginable form of stimulation. The Apostle John summed it up this way in 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Millions, if not billions, are deceived by sexual temptations. They are sowing to the flesh, and of the flesh they will reap corruption, as it states in Galatians 6 and verse 8. God intends for humans to enjoy sexual pleasure in marriage, as we pointed out in previous programs. He intends for us to enjoy life to the full within his laws, within his precepts and his principles. After all King Solomon's experimentation, he came to a final conclusion. Let's read that in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 12. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books there is no end. And much study is wearisome to the flesh. let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. The conclusion of all Solomon's examination of life is that one should fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. The NRSV states it this way, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of everyone. How can you put King Solomon's wisdom into practice in your own life? In the next part of our program, we'll cover 7 principles or laws of success that can help you find true godly success in your own life. But first, I'd like to offer you a free 1-hour audio tape entitled Godly Success. This free audio tape will help you review in greater detail the material we've covered on this program. You can share these biblical principles of success with others. This free 1-hour audio tape entitled Godly Success will be helpful to children and parents alike. You will have the opportunity to review the biblical references and quotes we've shared with you on this program, and you'll be able to do so at your own convenience and in your own time. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, Godly Success.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw the futility of seeking success apart from God. Now, let's examine 7 principles or laws of success that can help you achieve true godly success in all your endeavors. Many decades ago, the predecessor of this work, Herbert W. Armstrong, pioneered these principles of success. Millions of people have been helped by these principles, which he called the 7 laws of success. These biblically based principles, when applied God's way, can significantly help you and your family. What are those 7 laws? Law number 1 is, set the right goal. Successful people know that to accomplish anything of value, one needs to set goals. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there. Perhaps you have a specific career in mind. Learn all you can about the career you may be considering, and ask God to guide you. Remember the wonderful promise in Matthew 7, verse 7? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him that knocks it will be opened. And always remember the most important goal. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 6. Here Jesus was instructing his listeners that they need not anxiously worry about food or clothing, that if God provides food for the birds of the air, he will much more provide food for his children. Jesus was saying that all the necessities humans anxiously worry about are secondary to the most important goal of all. Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Yes, your ultimate destiny is the kingdom of God. In order to be a success, we set goals. But to be a true success for life and eternity, we need to set the right goal. We need to be committed to it, and we need to visualize it. Success law number 1 is, set the right goal. Law number 2 is, educate or prepare yourself. What knowledge do you need to achieve your goal? What preparations must you make? If you're choosing a career as a craftsman, you will need to work as an apprentice before you can become a journeyman. And many professions require at least a college education, if not an advanced degree. More than ever, we need to increase our knowledge just to keep up with our goals. As God told the prophet Daniel concerning the end time, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. One should never stop learning, but make sure that the knowledge you are learning is true knowledge and not false education. In the book of Proverbs, we're told that true knowledge begins with an awe, a reverence, and an acknowledgement of God as the source of wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And again in Proverbs the 9th chapter and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. True Christians apply the second law of success in preparing for the coming kingdom of God. Are you preparing? Are you growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, as it states in 2 Peter 3:18? To reach your goal, you need to educate yourself and prepare to achieve that goal, whether physically or spiritually. The second law of success is educate or prepare yourself. Now, the third law of success is maintain good health. How healthy are you? Do you have energy and vigor to work hard? Do you have the well-being to accomplish? Our very environment may be detrimental to our health. We've come to expect pollution in our 21st century. We've polluted our air, water, and food. It may be difficult to obtain genuinely organic food and pure drinking water, but we must do the best we can. You might consider starting your own vegetable garden. Our fast food, high fat, high sugar diet mentality is not the steady diet God intended for humans. In addition to a good diet, regular exercise is important. The Apostle Paul told the evangelist Timothy, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." That's 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. Again, the Bible emphasizes the spiritual dimension in our lives as priority. But we have a responsibility to honor God in our body and in our spirit, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. Other laws of health include maintaining a positive and tranquil mind, avoiding accidents. You'll be able to produce more effectively and efficiently if you have good physical fitness. The third law of success is maintain good health. Law number four is drive yourself. Mr. Herbert Armstrong called this an all-important law. He wrote, quote, "You will always find that the executive head of any growing successful organization employs drive. He puts a constant prod on himself. He not only drives himself, he drives those under him, else they might lag, let down, and stagnate," end of quote. Yes, we have to put a prod on ourselves to move. The book of Proverbs gives a graphic illustration in Proverbs 6, verse 6. "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man." Proper rest is essential, but God warns against being slothful and lazy. The ant, in this case, keeps moving a little grain of food or grain of sand at a time and accomplishes much over a long period of time. We all need energy and purpose. We need to discipline ourselves to work effectively. The fourth law of success is drive yourself. The fifth law of success is apply resourcefulness. Mr. Armstrong called this the emergency law. Perhaps the road ahead to your planned career or goal looks clear and smooth, but life often meets us with unexpected obstacles. You may suddenly face a financial problem or health emergency. What are you going to do? Always investigate alternatives and options. What resources are available? What agencies or individuals might be of help? Of course, the first step to take in any serious emergency is to ask for God's help. Remember the time Jesus came walking on the water to his disciples? The apostle Peter wanted to do the same. So Jesus told Peter here in Matthew 14, verse 29, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." We often overlook the obvious when we're in trouble. In this case, Peter quickly cried out for help. And what does it say in verse 31? Matthew 14, verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Ask God to save you out of your predicament. But be sure to do your part and search out all the resources available. Just don't give up. Ask for wise counsel. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. The fifth law of success is apply resourcefulness. The sixth law of success is persevere toward your goal. Always have perseverance, stick-to-itiveness. During World War II, when the future looked gloomy for Great Britain, Prime Minister Winston Churchill spoke on October 29, 1941, at Harrow School. He inspired his audience to persevere. He stated, quote, Surely from this period of 10 months, this is the lesson. Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. We stood all alone a year ago, and to many countries it seemed that our account was closed, we were finished. End of quote. Those who respond to God's calling are in a spiritual race to persevere. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is called the faith chapter. These are the successful men and women of faith. Chapter 12 encourages us to remember their example and to look forward to the final goal. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Apply the sixth law of success. Run the race with endurance or patience, as the King James Version has it, or perseverance, as the NRSV translates it. Never give up. Run the race of life with perseverance. The sixth law of success is persevere toward your goal. Billions of human beings are now pursuing false success. They may even be practicing six of the seven laws of success in their desire for this world's success. But the right goal is the kingdom of God. As Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We'll cover the vital seventh law in just a moment. Right now, I'd like to offer you a free hour-long audio tape entitled Godly Success. This free audio tape will help you review in greater detail the material we've covered in this program. This audio tape on Godly Success will give you the opportunity to review the biblical references and quotes we've shared with you on this program. And you'll be able to do so at your own convenience and in your own time. These vital principles can help parents and children alike. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free one-hour audio tape, Godly Success.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We've briefly discussed six of the seven laws of success. But to practice them successfully, you need the vital seventh law for true success. The seventh law of success is seek God's continual guidance. You may ask, how can I have God's continual guidance? The answer is Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. God promises that He will direct your paths and guide you through life to fulfill your human potential and your ultimate destiny. When you come to a crossroads, when you're faced with decisions, pray and ask for God's will to be done in your life. As Jesus promised us in Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The seventh law of success is seek God's continual guidance. I encourage you to apply all seven laws of success. If you do, you'll come to find the true abundant life Jesus promised in John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Can you really do all this? As the Apostle Paul stated in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My friends, the Bible reveals the unseen, immutable laws of life. When we're in harmony with those principles and instructions, we're blessed. In fact, from the beginning of the Bible to the end, you'll find that obedience to God's way of life brings blessings, and disobedience to God's way of life brings curses. The world's criteria for success, possessions, power, position, and pleasure only bring pain, suffering, failure, and death. Those whose brand of success is self-indulgence, self-aggrandizement, and self-centeredness harm themselves and others. True success comes only through the Savior of the world, who taught us to love our enemies, to lay down our lives for one another, and to live by every word of God. When we do that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will live a truly happy, productive, and successful life, because we'll be helping others into the kingdom of God and into the family of God. And remember that the Holy Spirit is God's gift to those who repent and are baptized. Jesus told His disciples in Matthew 10, verse 8, freely you have received, freely give. We strive to do that on this program. Be sure to request your free audio tape on godly success. The Tomorrow's World telecast, magazine, Bible study course, and all the other free booklets and tapes are dedicated to educating millions to biblical truth so that they may be successful in this life, inherit the kingdom, and experience true success for all eternity. We invite you to join us every week. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the amazing truths of the Bible. We'll give you the biblical answers to the most challenging questions of life, and we'll discuss practical principles for true success and the very meaning of life itself. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. Produced by the Living Church of God.